You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I take things personally and it causes me problems. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Of a broken heart, needle in the vein, medicine injected, left feeding on the open arm, relieving all his pain, delicately left in a world, spinning, clutched at the vice, addicted to addiction, he loves when it bites, he feels the rush when the tourniquet's released, endorphins run the course to euphoria and peace now. His heart rate slows, his eyes grow heavy, the tar takes hold, eyelids shut, heart fades cold, the darkness stays when God takes souls. So, it was so close to home, you felt it when it hit, no hope was shown, and everybody cared when he died, but none of you were there when he cried. Affection. There's many reasons that we grow apart. She feeds into the blame that leads to depression in the world. Clung to the past, depicted in the pictures, numb to the fact that he's never coming back. Her world was a sun. She spun out of orbit when he learned how to run. Run. Running from my muscles with a fist full of pills and a fifth full of vodka. Swallow down the fear, spit it out into the mouth of madness. A cloud of sadness is following so near. Race into the wrist, let the red blood bleed. Can't exist where the dead love leaves. And everybody cared when she died, but none of you were there by her side.
Bridge Loud.
We're with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah.
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I take things personally, and it causes me problems. What do I do? And Glenn, it's a great question. It's something we all deal with in seasons and times. And where would we start off?
Well, first of all, I think it's easier than most people think to get caught in the cycle of that. You know, if you look on the internet and social media, there's a lot of sort of generalities that are made. And you're going to end up getting caught in the crossfire of that, where you say, wait a second, I'm one of those. Does that mean you hate me? That kind of thing. So it's easy to get caught up in that, and it's important to recognize that feeling bad about yourself, it's a terrible, terrible place to be, and we want to help you get out of that. That's going to be our goal in the course of this show. And I think part of that is trying to get out of something where it is reinforcing this cycle to you. If you feel like you're pushing back on people that are making, that you perceive are making you feel bad about yourself, the more you're going to appear to prove them right.
I think it's a really great point, an excellent place to start off. And Jed, I think as Glenn very rightly points out, this is something that's very easy to get caught up in. You know, you scroll your social media, you see a meme of people with blue shirts are like, and that it's a photo of SpongeBob looking stupid or something. You think, wait a minute, I have on a blue shirt. What's all that about? But so there's an external thing happening, but that's playing on an internal thing that's happening with us, which is also probably making this a little hard to shake, right?
You know, I think that's really true. Maybe it's not 100% of the time, but certainly most of the time, when we really struggle with taking things personally, just like Glenn said, that's because we feel bad about ourselves. And that is not a fun way to live, man. And it's one where, as long as that's where we're at, it's really hard to get away from. You know, everywhere we look, it seems like things are looking down on us. People are rejecting us. Things are calling us a loser. That's online. It's out in the world. It's, you know, unfortunately, even when we look in the mirror. And I think one of the things that's really sad and really discouraging, and all of us on this show have been there, so there's no judgment, but when you feel really bad about yourself, you're like, oh, I'm gonna fight back. You know, a lot of the ways that we try and fight back against that feeling, A, they leave us worn out because it's a really exhausting process. I don't know what it is about that wrestling with self-image and self-esteem that is so exhausting, but it really is. But also, a lot of the ways we try and fight back make things worse. They lead to us feeling worse. They lead to a worse sense of reality. And so pretty soon we start to suspect maybe it's true. Maybe I just am a loser. Maybe I just need to accept that as my lot in life. And man, that's not it at all. So the question is, what do we do with all that?
That is an excellent question. That's what we will look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was really good.
Yeah, that is a deep, deep truth in that joke. We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I take things personally, and it causes me problems. What do I do? Signed, Glenn Fitzgerald. Wait, I'm not supposed to read that part. Never mind. Go back. So Glenn, we talked in that last segment about the feeling of this, of if you have some worries about yourself, you're not really sure about your self-image, you can see the smallest thing online, or someone can say something about a big group, and that can really start to eat at you. And Jeb left us with the question of, what do we do with all that? So how do we start to move into something a little more active here?
Well, yeah, I think the part of the problem is when someone, you know, suggests that you're a loser, or something online suggests you're a loser, or even you just feel it inside yourself. Part of the problem that happens is you start seeing a lot of things that appear to confirm that. The fancy word for that is confirmation bias. It's just that, you know, once you have a idea or image in your head, you start seeing things that reinforce it, that make it seem more true. And when you get caught up in that, you tend to overcompensate by going to the other extreme of just saying, hey, you know, I think bell-bottom jeans are cool. You guys don't know, and I hate you, and I'm going to go online and find other friends who like bell-bottom jeans, and we're all going to reinforce each other. And, you know, now you don't have, you've alienated all the people around you, and you've clung to your image of bell-bottom jeans. That's not a better way to live either.
Absolutely right. We don't have time to get into why Glenn had bell-bottom jeans as his example ready to go, but you can all conjecture at home. Jed, I think Glenn makes a very, very good point about a lot of getting, and you mentioned the last segment, getting stuck in the cycle, getting chasing your own tail on this. How do we start towards something that looks like we're getting out of it as opposed to that?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the things that we need to look at, and this is going to sound a little weird when I say it, but go with me for a second, is taking things personally is a choice that you make. If you saw a post online that said people with blue shirts are jerks, you have a choice about whether or not you take ownership of that. You have a choice about whether or not you decide to give that your peace of mind and your time of day. That doesn't make it okay for someone to have written a really snarky post that's mean-spirited, but whether or not you take that personally is a choice that you make. And we want to encourage you to not make that choice. We want to encourage you to go in a different direction that's going to be way more productive and lead to a better life for you and a better experience for you. So the question is, what is that other way?
That is, of course, the operative question, and we will look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Right.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Listen, guys, I've heard all of your comments on the bell-bottom jeans, and I've relented, and I've decided to transition into Daisy Dukes for men. Because I had a lot of denim over here.
So, Daryl Dukes, if you will. Yes, also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have nothing on that.
No one really should. We're going to move on to answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I take things personally, and it causes me problems. What do I do? And Glenn, we left that last segment looking at this idea of wanting a better life for the person who wrote this question than just living in their head all day, swirling around in their insecurities. So let's start looking at the step to move to something better. What might that look like?
I think it starts with imagining a life that you would feel proud of, a life that you would like. Now, that's not the same thing as a life that other people like or admire or have a high opinion of. Because then you end up chasing that, and people start to sense, okay, this guy or this gal is looking for approval, and if I withhold that approval, I can use that to manipulate this person. So we don't want to get caught up in that. We want to look at you and your opinion of you, and living a life that you can feel proud of, and that you can look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm doing it here. I like this life. I think the step one on that is to be detailed and write that down. Start mapping that out. Give yourself a way of looking in that visually, and that's going to start changing the way you see this entire picture.
That is a really, really great place to start. And Jed, that's excellent advice Glenn's giving us. Let's map out exactly how that's going to address this problem of taking things personally. If you start doing those things Glenn's talking about here, what's that going to look like as opposed to what we had before?
Well, it's going to start just immediately by giving us better things to think about. You know, right now we are spending a lot of brain cycles thinking about all the people who, at least in theory, have a low opinion about us. Instead, we're swapping out and we're thinking about the kind of life that we would like to have and what it would look like and how it would work. Now, we want to add to that thought action. So take the activity that Glenn had you do. Now, add to this, what is the next step between you, where you are today, and that life? That could be going back to school, that could be getting some job training, that could be any number of things, but there's a step. There's a next step between where you are today and that life that you imagine for yourself. Now, the thing that we want to do at that point is we want to take action. We want to pour everything we've got into taking that next step. All the energy that right now is going into arguing with trolls online, we want to pour all of that into taking that next step. And then when that next step is done, taking the one after it. Because before long, by magic, you'll find yourself caring a lot less what other people think and in a much, much better life.
That is all excellent stuff and a great place to get started with thinking about what that life you want might look like is to talk to someone else, talk to a professional, somebody who's a counselor who has licensing. There's probably a place in your area that does that on a sliding scale that you can afford. If you don't even know where you start to look at that, you can email us thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're going to hear that email address a couple more times in the episode, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We would love to help you out on that, and we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Somewhere deep inside, and I get so scared that God, you're not with me, not this Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Rock!
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I take things personally, and it causes me problems. What do I do? Well, obviously, maybe the first thing you can do is slide on your bell bottoms and grab a bottle of the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, as we pointed out, it's a great question. It's a question that goes deep. We're getting into some things about the way you see yourself, the way you react to the world. So what is that little bit of secret sauce element we could give someone to help them out with this?
Well, yeah, for sure. Our day job involves working with people behind bars, people on the streets, people recovering from addiction. And those people deal with a lot of shame. They've had just a lot of humiliations and low moments in their life. And I think step one is to obviously get out from underneath that shame. But, you know, as we're helping them to find a spiritual perspective on this and draw on a spiritual strength to make these transformations, we start with saying that God wants to give you perspective on that shame to help you have freedom from it, to overcome it, to no longer be bound by that, and that God is not looking to put more shame on you. And I think that sometimes that's what we're worried about, is that God wants to condemn us in that, but he doesn't. He wants to give us perspective and freedom from shame.
I think that's an excellent point. If you read through the Bible for yourself, and we would always recommend starting with the four Gospels of Jesus that come at the beginning of the New Testament, they're just biographies of Jesus, you're going to notice Jesus, who is God on earth, interacting with people. He doesn't really interact with groups or archetypes or give advice to this kind of person or that kind of person. He interacts with people. He talks to them on an individual basis. He doesn't break them down. And that's very important, because when you find this stuff that you start to take personally, ironically for the phrase taking it personally, one of the things it does is it strips your individual personhood away. When someone says, oh, people who like this thing are dumb, or people who come from this place or like that, that's discounting you as an individual. And that's one of the things that wears on you about it. One of the beautiful things to us about Christianity and about Jesus is he doesn't do that. He doesn't see you he doesn't see you as a member of a group. He doesn't see you as a collection of personality traits and media choices. He sees you as an individual. That's how he deals with you. That's how he loves you. That's certainly something we want you to understand and live into. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.